But, I mean, well, why am I talking about this? It's because, writing this talk, I started wondering, what is the characteristic flavour of our approach to the Dharma? What's our Dharma? And I came to the conclusion that whatever it isn't mindfulness. Anyway, it's not that it isn't mindfulness, but as a characteristic, that's what I mean. More later on that. I mean, that just doesn't answer the question. What is the characteristic FWBO Dharma? Well, exploring again, I wonder if it relates somehow to interconnectedness. You might think this is a bit of a long shot, but think about it. Interconnectedness is an important way of looking at ultimate reality, isn't it? I mean, the interconnectedness of all dharmas, their interpenetration or their interbeing. It's Indra's jeweled net. It's the Avatamsaka view of simultaneity and totality of ultimate reality. It's the universe in a grain of sand. It's I am you, and you are me, and we are we, and we are all together. John Lennon for later generations. I think there is a link with our characteristic approach, because in the Western Buddhist order, we have such a very strong emphasis on connection. Have you noticed this? It's very marked, I think. I recently visited a Buddhist friend in Bristol who teaches in the Dzogchen tradition. And as well as talking a lot about the Dharma, we of course got onto the subject of the FWBO. And what he wanted to know was, how do we do it? What is it that draws so many people? And more than that, what is it that keeps us together? And I said, an important reason is the sense of connection we have with everyone in the order. And we've always emphasized this. We meet one another like this, you know, and we commit to one another. It's an important part of being an order member that we have weekly order meetings and all kinds of help. Large order gatherings. Printed it 3 pages at once. So we've got all these you know, our connections being celebrated in large order gatherings. We have Shabda every month. It's a magazine of personal reports. And Shabda's about maintaining our connection. We really get to know one another extensively, continuously, over our whole lives in many cases. And we track one another. We feel that we're alongside one another. We're continually providing reference points for one another through these connections. It's just very, very interesting what we do. I think it's quite unique. So I think connectedness seems to me very characteristic of our movement. Connectedness is a different thing from the ultimate Dharma principle of interconnectedness or interbeing. But I think if we reflect on the nature of our connections, it can reveal that primordial fact, that timeless fact of universal interconnectedness. So something to meditate on.